Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We all know fall in New York City is a beautiful thing. There's cooler weather, changing foliage, new theater. It's also a wonderful season because of another reason, new restaurants. And this fall is particularly exciting for new restaurants because it's really been 2 years since we've had any fall openings to look forward to in the city. Last fall, New York City just reopened indoor dining, and the COVID vaccine had yet to be manufactured and dispersed, so there really wasn't an opportunity to check out new places in our neighborhoods. But that is not exactly the case today. Although the Delta variant still lingers, in the coming months, you can expect new fried chicken joints, Cantonese American cuisine, and the reopening of a village staple. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have any restaurant recs or new places you're looking forward to trying out in your neighborhood? Maybe a new spot has opened up and you want to give it a shout out? 646-435-7280. Or maybe you've opened a new restaurant and you want to let people know about it. We'd love to let people know about it too. 646-435-7280 is our number. You can also hit us up on social media at All of It WNYC. That's the same Twitter and Instagram. To help us look forward to these new openings and tell us more about what to expect, we're joined by Bao Ong, editor for Eater New York, who recently contributed to Eater's New York City Fall Restaurant Preview. Hey, Bao, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
So before we get talking about specific places, in the Eater Preview article that you contributed to, there was a part that compared restaurant openings to this time last year when indoor dining in New York City had just reopened. How is the restaurant industry overall in different shape now than it was compared to 1 year ago?
I know, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's been really, you know, 2 years since we're, you know, the number of restaurant openings kind of felt like at a pre-pandemic level. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more chefs that, you know, that haven't been profiled as much before the pandemic. You know, chefs that, you know, these are not the chefs that only have like 3 Michelin star restaurants, but younger chefs are opening up new spots, chefs that have been around for years in New York, but haven't necessarily received the same amount of attention, you know, are finally kind of getting the spotlight. I think there's just been this huge appetite for, you know, new restaurants of like, you know, of a greater diversity in terms of, you know, cuisine, price point, mm-hmm. The, you know, where they're located across the city as well.
It's been such a roller coaster for the food industry. From people that you've talked about to in the industry, generally, how are people feeling about the current situation? I know there's been a lot of difficulty getting wait staff, but I'm sort of curious about somebody just starting out. Does it feel like a good time? What are some of the stories anecdotally that you've been hearing from people who work in the food industry?
You know, I think a lot of the, you know, the chefs and restaurant owners that we talk to here at Eater, you know, they want to be, you know, opening their restaurants. They want to, you know, welcome you into their dining rooms. Obviously, it's a lot more complicated right now because mm-hmm. the pandemic is far from over. But, you know, the chefs, you know, they want to go back to what they're, you know, what they're good at, you know, what they want to feed people. And, you know, with the requirement for vaccinations for indoor dining, I think that definitely changed the ballgame for a lot of people, where they started feeling a little bit more comfortable about opening their doors up and deciding whether, you know, do we delay this opening or do we go forward with our plans? But in addition to that, though, you know, definitely staffing has been a huge issue for restaurants, you know, places aren't open as late as they used to be. I mean, people are, mm-hmm. you know, like restaurants are busy. Reservations are difficult to get at, you know, the hottest restaurants in town. But there, you know, the issue of actually finding enough people to work and to kind of meet all this demand is still very much a challenge that the restaurants are dealing with every day. There was a restaurant that I went to recently on the Upper West Side, and the owner was telling us about how, you know, he couldn't give any time off for like 2 weeks to his staff, and he finally was able to give them a day off, but he's been working nonstop. So, it's definitely a problem that's come up since restaurants have reopened during the pandemic.
Listeners, we want to hear from you in this segment. Are there any new local spots in your neighborhood that you've been enjoying? Or maybe you've gone to a different neighborhood and seen something you thought, man, that was definitely worth the trip. Call us and let us know. We want to hear your recommendations, 646-435-7280, or tweet to us at @allofitwnyc. Any restaurants that are about to open up that you're excited for, we'd like to hear that too. 646-435-7280. Ryan on Instagram said, best authentic Italian pizza on the Upper West Side, Bocino on 103rd in Amsterdam. Real Italian guys making insanely good pizza. Ryan, thank you for the tip. All right, Bao, we're going to now get your recommendation. So fried chicken, there's a couple of restaurants opening and chefs are expanding. Charles Pan Fried Chicken in Harlem and the Rowdy Rooster in the East Village. What can we expect from these places?
So, definitely I love fried chicken. I think a lot of New Yorkers love fried chicken. And if you love fried chicken, you definitely know about Charles Pan Fried Chicken. He's been open in New York for nearly, three decades. And he closed his Harlem location during the pandemic, but he's actually planning to open three more locations. The first one located in Harlem again on West 145th Street. And, and he has such a good story. Charles Gabriel is his name. And, he's 74. He has no plans on retiring. Mm-hmm. He wants to, more fried chicken, and he wants to expand in the city. So I'm very excited about that opening. It's just a very kind of home style fried chicken, that you don't really find in a lot of places in New York. So, that's on one end. And if you go to, when Rowdy Rooster opens, it's from the team behind a number of Indian restaurants in the city that have been very well received. Most recently, Dabak on the Lower East Side. Everyone loves it. We should all go there. Mm-hmm. But they are opening a fried chicken restaurant in the East Village that I'm also looking forward to. I think they still do serve this fried chicken at one of their restaurants in the Village, Rahi. I think with the way people are dining these days, something that's a little bit more casual, something fast, something that's easy for takeout, Rowdy Rooster definitely plays into that.
There's been a lot of sort of attention to an upcoming opening of Bonnie's in Williamsburg, getting a lot of attention on TikTok. What kind of experience should we look forward to having at Bonnie's?
I'm excited about Bonnie's because, Kelvin Ng, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, has a following young chef here, and he's really cooking, Cantonese American food that's really inspired from his own background and, his own personal stories. And, it's a lot of dishes that personally I'm interested in, like rice noodles and different type of, dishes that you would typically find in Hong Kong, for example. I think it's one of these stories that has come out of the pandemic in terms of, young chefs who are getting a chance to, open their own restaurant, mm-hmm. for a number of different factors. I think rents have gone up, but at one time during the pandemic, finding a space was a lot easier. Mm-hmm. The way that consumers are using social media to find new restaurants to dine at, that's taken off. There's all these pop-ups that happen via Instagram, and a lot of these chefs can use social media to basically market themselves to a wide audience, to more than 8 million people in New York.
Let's take a few calls. Roy is calling in from the Upper West Side on line one. Hi, Roy. You're on the air.
Hello there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you. Where should we go? What are you thinking about?
I'm calling because there used to be a restaurant in the upper West Side on 106th in Amsterdam, Ellington, which closed during the pandemic. And the owner took over another iconic space up here, Henry's. It used to be Henry's Restaurant. And just about 2 weeks ago, she reopened in an expanded thing on the corner of 105th and Broadway. She also operates Ellington in the Park, which anybody who's been in Riverside Park around 106th Street has probably gotten a really great burger there. But now Ellington, it's a beautiful restaurant. The prices are, you know, $20, $25 for an entree, and they have burgers, pasta. It's really well done. The woman, Glenda, that owns it really knows the restaurant business, and I love it. I've been there twice already and, you know, planning to go at least once a week.
Love it, Roy. Thanks. Putting it on my list. Let's go to Nancy calling in from Manhattan on line two. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling All of It. Who do you want to shout out?
Hi. So thanks for taking my call. I literally, about 45 minutes ago, picked up lunch from a small cafe called Bon Seigneur. It's on Jane Street in the West Village. And I tell you, I get gasoline around the corner from there, mm-hmm. and I've always wanted to stop, but I can never pull up. And so in my car. So I called them. I said, if I place an order by phone, can I just run in and get it, because it happened that today the street is closed, so I could leave my car there. Anyway, I placed the order. The woman was so lovely on the phone, and when I went in to get it, she said, it's not quite ready. I'll bring it out. Well, she had been delivering everyone's order because it's a tiny spot.
Mm-hmm.
They make paninis. They have cafe. They have pastries, and everyone has to wait outside for their order, I guess, because of COVID. And I had watched her, you know, delivering these bags to everyone outside. And she did the same to me. Before I could get out of my car, she was at my window handing me this lunch. And, you know, I just thought that was fabulous. So I actually am on Twitter, but I only have 80 followers who will never read my tweet. So when I heard your program, I thought, this is perfect. If we can give a shout out to Bon Seigneur, it's a takeout cafe, and it's on Jane Street and 8th Avenue in the West Village.
35 Jane Street, to be exact. And the pictures of it, it's adorable. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Mercedes in Brooklyn on line three. Hi, Mercedes. Thanks for calling All of It. Tell us about your restaurant of choice.
Yeah, there's a place around the corner from me in Greenpoint that just opened during the pandemic. It's Mediterranean, or a Middle Eastern, rather. It is called Eddie's Grocer, E-D-Y. They're super fair in their prices, and the quantity of food is very generous. And everything is so delicious and so thoughtful. Their sides, everything is so well put together. And there's a lot of staples that you can just buy. There's things that they just sell in addition to their food, like rose water, for example. If you are baking with Mediterranean or Middle Eastern ingredients, they usually have a grand selection of things you can take with you, too.
There you go. Not too far from the G train. Thanks for calling in. So, Bao, I have to ask you about a restaurant on your list, because this was a restaurant when my folks were alive. This was our special event restaurant. If something amazing and great happened, we used to get dressed up and go to Gotham Bar and Grill. It was like the big deal. And I remember feeling so melancholy when it closed, but apparently it's coming back.
It sure is. You know, last we were told they were aiming for a mid-October reopening. It's reopening as just Gotham, not Gotham Bar and Grill. But I think we can definitely expect, you know, kind of the same upscale dining. You know, very much an occasion restaurant. You know, I think a lot of people have had their NYU graduation dinners there, mm-hmm. Anniversaries, and other, you know, celebratory, like, dinners. But, you know, so same address on 12th Street between 5th Avenue and University Place. One of the owners, you know, is from the team that kind of, like, last ran Gotham Bar and Grill as well. the longtime pastry chef. He's kind of taking over the whole kitchen. So I'll be very curious to see what the menu looks like.
Let's talk about in New Jersey. There's Myron Mixon's Pitmaster Barbecue. I feel like there's a story behind this place, and it's going to be in Hoboken.
Yeah, so, Myron Mixon, he's this, acclaimed kind of world barbecue champion, and he's kind of really grown his, his brand, in terms of like all the different sauces. He doesn't focus on just kind of one style of barbecue. What I really found interesting about him is that he said, New York barbecue has gotten a lot better in the last decade, but I haven't eaten at any of these places because, he really kind of has his own approach to barbecue. And I think he was telling us that, in the smokers that he'll use for his meats, it's all filled with like hickory and like oak wood, and that, it's all wood fired, which he believes is like far superior than using gas, for example. And he wasn't afraid to go to Hoboken. He said he wants to create a destination for his barbecue, in a city where I think barbecue has definitely gotten better, mm-hmm. In the last 10, 15 years.
Let's check in with Sue calling in from Manhattan on line one with a recommendation. Hi, Sue. Thanks for calling All of It. You're on the air.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'd like to recommend a little cafe just west of Broadway on the south side of 74th Street called Bargo Patisserie. And it has exceptionally good cakes and pies and sandwiches and coffee. So you can have lunch there, but they do wonderful, wonderful baked goods. The best lemon tarts I've had in years. And the owner bakes everything herself with help, and she's just amazing. So it's just west of Broadway, across the street from Fairway on the west side of the street.
That is Margot Patisserie. Thank you so much for calling in. Mariette had said that Blue Mountain in Washington Heights is Caribbean American food and the oxtail is phenomenal, in her opinion. Okay, we have to get a place for our vegetarian listeners. Any suggestions, Bao, for vegetarians?
We've definitely seen a lot of vegetarian and vegan restaurants open during the pandemic. In terms of like fall openings, I do know there's a place called Hip City Veg that's kind of claiming itself as like kind of the Shake Shack of plant-based food. That's supposed to open up in October. In terms of like, I think the kind of the larger picture is that a lot of restaurants that aren't necessarily dedicated to just, vegetarian or vegan food are offering like way more options these days for people. And I think for a good number of restaurants, on our fall preview list, vegetarians will find choices like in a way that wasn't so easy not that long ago.
Johnny wanted us to mention Saigon Social on Orchard and Allen on the Lower East Side. So what is a restaurant that you are personally looking forward to? Please take off your journalist hat and just your bow, I want to go out and eat with my friends hat. Put that one on.
Well, it just opened, but Tagmo, one of our reporters here at Eater, Erica Adams, wrote an opening piece about it. It's this regional Indian restaurant that just opened up in the Seaport District. And, the chef, she started with kind of an online dessert shop and kind of expanded to like more savory options during the pandemic. And now she has this space in the Seaport District that looks just that's beautifully designed. And it's just like this focus on like regional Indian food that has really taken off, and I just can't wait to check it out.
My guest has been Bao Ong from Eater New York. Thank you so much for your list and your recommendations, Bao.
Thank you. No, really enjoyed talking to you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.